The think tank, the New Zealand Initiative, says authorities should have identified the rising trend in road deaths sooner and could have saved lives by acting faster to improve safety. As the road toll continues to mount, questions are being asked about what should be done and what could have been done to deal with the issue. The government launched the Safer Journeys Action Plan in 2010 to improve road safety and decrease road deaths and injuries. But has it worked? Timothy Brown looks at the issue for Morning Report.
Two people have died as the result of a three-vehicle crash on Tasman's coastal.
Four people are dead after a two-car crash on State Highway 2 in the Hauraki district.
Toddler have survived a crash that killed three people in
South. Three people were killed in Levin early this
morning. Over the weekend, three people died in crashes, bringing deaths for the year so far to 286.
The destruction and tragedy caused on New Zealand's roads this year is all too familiar. The road toll looks set to rise for the fourth year in a row. But it was not meant to be this way. The government's Safer Journeys strategy was introduced in 2010 to reduce road deaths. So has it failed? Brent Johnston, the Ministry of Transport's Mobility and Safety Manager, says without the strategy, the road toll would be higher.
It's incredibly sad and frankly disappointing to see the overall direction in the road toll. But I think we can say that the actions that have been taken have had an impact, and it could have been a heck of a lot worse had that not been the case.
Like police, the Transport Ministry believes greater personal responsibility can save lives.
We all have a part to play in improving road safety, and it is, in many respects, doing the basics right. Driving to the conditions, not driving while you're impaired, and even simple things like putting a seatbelt on, making it click. It's pretty hard to fathom that we still have such a high frequency of fatalities where people haven't been wearing seatbelts.
But Sam Warburton, a research fellow at the New Zealand Institute and a former Ministry of Transport staffer, says the cost of driver error or incompetence should not have to be lives. He says the Safer Journeys funding could be put to better use by building more medium barriers and making other safety improvements.
These roads of national significance, they cost us about $1.6 billion each. We've done seven of them over the last 10 years. The cost of putting median barriers up and down our state highway network is half of one of those seven.
Mr. Warburton also rubbished the Automobile Association's claims that increased car numbers and road use are to blame for the grim trend.
Road use is up about 15% in 2017 compared to 2013, but deaths are up 60%. So overall, when you go out and drive, your risk of dying is 40% higher than it was in 2013. This year, for example, there will be about 80 more deaths than there would have been if the 2013 fatality rate had continued.
He cannot explain the reasons behind the startling rise in road death, but Mr. Warburton says the opportunity to address it should have been identified much earlier.
We could have picked up this trend at least a year, maybe two, earlier and been responding to it back then.
It is unclear how high the road toll will rise this year, but behind each statistic is a grieving family left behind. This is Timothy Brown.